Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
The Sounds of Ukraine, sent to us by Joseph Lindsley. Joseph, tell us what we're hearing this morning and how are things where you are today?
Bob, good afternoon from Lviv. This is another traditional Ukrainian Christmas carol. And usually here, these songs will not be sung until January 6th, which is Christmas Eve here for on the Julian calendar, 2 weeks behind the West. These are the songs that people sing around their family tables as they walk from house to house. And they're about the meaning of Christmas, the birth of Christ. And I think it is probably the most intense Ukrainian holiday. They really these sort of anciently developed traditions to get through dark winters. But December 25th is sort of there's a big debate here. Should they switch Christmas to the Western schedule? There's such a distaste for everything Russian. But actually, the January 7th Christmas is also celebrated by Eastern Orthodox, the Greek Orthodox and the Patriarch of Constantinople. So it is a big debate here. Here in the city of Lviv, today's a major holiday. It's St. Nicholas Day, probably the main gift-giving day for Ukrainian people. And here in Western Ukraine, in this region of Galicia that includes the Carpathian Mountains, where they really have held on to their traditions, it's a Greek Catholic region, so it's a strange mix of East and West. They're Eastern in style, but they're still part of the Church of Rome. So you really feel that Christmas spirit here. The decorations are coming up. In fact, sometimes when there's no power, the Christmas lights are the only things, if they're battery operated, that they can give people some light. And in the cafes and coffee houses of Lviv this past weekend, you see people exchanging gifts with friends. It's an encouraging thing to see. It's so much joy. Even as I walked into a cafe, the barman handed me, he said some customers came in, very well-known dissident couple from Soviet times, and they were grateful for my reporting, so they had made a Christmas ornament for me. So there really is this, it's a joyful spirit today. And then last night, in Kyiv, they lit a giant menorah in the center of the city. And one of the chief rabbis of Ukraine said, just as with Hanukkah, which just began, we are now living in the same situation. This is a war between darkness and light. Those are the words of Rabbi Stambler of Kyiv. And then just a few hours after that ceremony in the center of Kyiv, the air raid alarms sounded. And they went on until I think it was about 4:30 or 5 in the morning. I was up, even though Lviv was peaceful and calm. Yesterday, I was away because I was hearing from so many friends in Kyiv. There was a massive several waves of Iranian drone strikes were besieging the city. And these drones, they make this menacing kind of lawnmower sound. You can hear it as it approaches you. And there were so many videos being shared last night of explosions around Kyiv. The air defense is effective. And it seems, with every one of these attacks, the Russians are looking for the weaknesses in the system. And they send more and more drones, knowing that the rate of destroying these could be about 75% now. So they send extra drones. There was a major explosion on the bank of the river. It might have been an infrastructure hit. And so the Russians were partially successful, but they certainly kept people awake in Kyiv throughout the night. And then a little bit after 5, the air raid alarm stopped. People said, okay, I can go to bed now. And 10 minutes later, there was yet another wave of attacks. So fairly brutal. Today, so far, it's been fairly quiet. There was Russian aircraft activity in Belarus. And so the alarms went off in parts of the country, but no strikes at this point. And there are we are told that President Putin is going to Belarus, to the capital of Minsk, to meet with the dictator there. And that's just a little, that's just almost a straight shot north from here in Lviv.
You talk about all of the festive holiday scenes happening, despite the fact that you're dealing with drone attacks, and it's wonderful, the spirit there. Nothing stops that determined spirit of the Ukrainian people, and I think that's what Putin underestimated. He not only underestimated the military, but just the civilians there, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think part of it is, Russia, going back to especially going back to the Soviet years. So much of all the cultures and even religious holidays were destroyed during that time. And the Greek Catholicism, the main religion of Lviv, was illegal. The church had to go underground. But because they were further west, and they were able to hold on to their traditions, and they did go underground. But so much of that was destroyed in Russia. In fact, people celebrate New Year's instead of Christmas because that was a secular holiday mandated by Stalin and by the communist regime. And we really see that the Soviet Union is still alive in Russia. They haven't broken that, it's hard for them to fathom free people. It's hard for them to fathom people that have a culture. And yeah, absolutely. And I think it might be hard for other people too. And this is a big topic today here in Ukraine, that Henry Kissinger, former Secretary of State of the United States, he's 99 years old. By the way, I used to go to Yankee games with him. I worked in New York, and he is calling for Ukraine to negotiate. And it's so strange because Ukraine has had so many successes. If you look at, taking back Kharkiv region, taking back Kherson, but still the onus, is on Ukraine and not Russia. It's very strange. But Secretary Kissinger said that there needs to be a peace process. He says Ukraine should have its borders from February 24th, but that Crimea should be up for negotiation. And then there is kind of his reasoning here. He says, for all its propensity to violence, Russia has made decisive contributions to the global equilibrium. And that mentality is, I think, really it's a mentality of fear. It's a mentality of people saying, well, Russia's violent and scary, and it always has been, and we're just going to have to deal with it. And the Ukrainians, and all those who support this fight have the strength to say, we don't have to keep living like this with these threats. And I think part of the reason they have that strength is because they have a nice, happy life. They have a nice culture that they want to protect. Someone like Secretary Kissinger does not seem to ever understand that.
Interesting to get your take on that, and that brings me to a message we got from one of our listeners that I wanted to share with you, Joseph. Listen to this. Joseph Lindsley is incredible. The picture he paints of Ukraine and what is going on and where he is extraordinary. He's such an educated guy and a total professional. That combination makes listening to him so educational and mesmerizing. He is also very thoughtful, and you and he are a very good combination in letting him tell us what is happening in Ukraine. Thank you, Bob. Well, no, thank you, Joseph. Isn't that nice?
Oh, yeah, Bob, and thank you. I mean, I enjoy these conversations and your questions, we're able to also have a sense of humor through all this.
And you have to.
It's a bright spot. So, so thanks, as always, too, for that type of encouragement. And here we are on a Monday, after kind of a sleepless night, and it's a weird feeling, but we have the good people standing together. We keep going.
Wanted to mention this message too that came in on the text line. Door County Candle in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, is making candles in the colors of the Ukrainian flag, yellow and blue, with profits going to Razom for Ukraine, RAZOM, a civic and humanitarian organization. The owner, Christina, is from Ukraine. They have donated more than $800,000 already. And now for every candle purchased, they make a candle in a tin container and will ship them to Ukraine, supplying families with light in cities where the electric infrastructure has been destroyed. So if anybody wants to help out, in Sturgeon Bay, the Door County Candle Company. That is good to hear, isn't it?
That's great. And candles, they're not only symbolic, but also much needed in a dark winter with no power or limited power. So thank Diakoli. Thank you.
Yes, apparently the owner there grew up with a great love for her heritage and couldn't believe it when her aunts and other family members overseas sent her videos of what's going on over there. And I should also mention that when Joseph, just as an aside, said that he used to sit next to Henry Kissinger at Yankee games, this is another reason why we refer to Joseph as the world's most interesting man. So, that little tidbit didn't go unnoticed.
When I was in that world working at Fox News, I always had my notebook and expecting to learn a lot from those, esteemed people. And maybe, at a baseball game, we were at the Fox News box at Yankee Stadium behind home plate. And We talked about baseball. I didn't gain any special insights from his career. So he was off duty, I guess.
Exactly. Joseph, thank you. Hope it's a peaceful 24 hours until we talk tomorrow.
Thank you, Bob.